The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew, along with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. And the fever left her, and she immediately waited on all of them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were possessed by demons or were ill. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many devils. But he did not permit them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left, and he went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Now Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him they said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. This is the gospel of the Lord. Now we modern educated people got to admit we're a little embarrassed by all this talk of driving out devils. We're not sure if we believe in them. I presume most of you have never seen one. Then why does the New Testament so frequently talk about devils and that they can be driven out? And then this most amazing line, actually it was in last week's gospel too, it's a common theme in Mark. He did not permit them to speak because they knew him. Now that's supposed to sort of shock you. Why would evil know and the good people maybe not know? Well, stay with me. I hope this will help you. He can't afford to let evil people, bad spirits, if you will, spread his word. Because even if you have a good message, if you put it in the hands of egocentric, selfish, narcissistic, arrogant, go on and on people, they'll ruin it. And the nature of evil, this is subtle, you better be listening. The nature of evil is it has to disguise itself as good. That's why most people are fooled. You see, bad people know that it's all about being in control. It's all about power. Because they've got to enforce their lies by power because they know their lies, at least at some level. And so Jesus is trying to educate the people about what's really happening. So, to use our language, he seems to be introducing a new kind of health care, which is free. He's just going around healing people everywhere. Well, that's immediately a threat to the system. So healthcare is good, but in the hands of bad people, it's not good. That's the only way evil succeeds. It uses the language of the banking system, the military system, the voting system, the tax system. We could all make an argument. We need all those. Yes, good, 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 good. Gotta have them, gotta have them, gotta have them. Every politician knows this. That's why Lord Acton, the English Catholic, who was sort of critiquing the papacy in the last century, he gave us a line that's often quotable. He said, "Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely." We better get wiser about that. Because good people tend to be very, very naive about power. Bad people aren't. They know it's all about power. And the only way they can get power is to lie, to use the right words about health care, about the tax system, the voting system, the bank system, the war system, the police system, all of which are good. You know what characterizes demonic things? It's a word that became popular when we bailed out the banks about 5-6 years ago. Anything that is too big to fail. If it's too big to fail, get ready. It's demonic. It will take over, it will lie, because power will do everything it can to keep its power. And good people are naive about power. I don't know what else to say. They give it away. All a politician has to say is, well, I'm for tax reform. Oh, good, he's for tax reform. The question is, it good tax reform? Is it going to help everybody, or is it just going to use the right words? And evil people know that game. They know that exactly. It's all about power. And Jesus has come into the world to introduce a new kind of power. A power based on compassion, on shareability, on honesty. We call it transparency now. But the world has never really liked this kind of power. We like the power of domination. We like the power of control. So Christianity has supposedly been the major religion of Western civilization. But we haven't been around long enough to really redefine the nature of power. I'm just going to try to draw this together because I know it's often confusing by a few one-liners that I wrote this morning when I was reflecting on this gospel. Evil people know what's at stake more than good people do. That's why you can't let them talk, because they'll always use words for their own purposes. Jesus cannot risk letting his good healing message be spread by evil people, or will cease to be a good message. It'll use the words of good message, but in fact, it will be about power and control. It uses good things for bad purposes. Are you listening? Evil uses good things for bad purposes because they have everything to lose if the truth wins, so they have to maintain control at all costs. What does Jesus call the devil? The father of lies. When you see lies coming out of a politician's mouth every other sentence, You should be able to put two and two together, right? But I'm amazed how many Christians don't get it. They're fooled by words, and they don't know that words can be used for evil purposes. And the best way to do that is to use good words for evil purposes. Got it? And unless you're somewhat wise in the ways of evil and the ways of power, you'll be duped every time. Evil knows that their power depends on being deceitful and strategic. Good people are naive about issues of power. They take goodness for granted, assuming it will always win. And we've seen that that isn't always true. Good things spread by bad spirits will soon become bad things. So don't be fooled by words. Even when we too easily say, God bless you or God bless this country. By the fruits you know, not the words. The fruits show if you're on the side of power and money or if you're on the side of the powerless and the poor. What this gospel is all about is a God in Jesus who is clearly on the side of the poor, who cannot afford health care, but he's going to give it to them anyway.